need some good news, baby. Feels like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me, give it to me. I need some good news, baby. Cause all the world's gone crazy. I need some good news, baby. Give it to me, give it to me. I've been holding back when I should be falling free.
Hey, it's 10:02. It's Monday. You made it. You survived the weekend. Let's have a great work week, everyone.
Yeah, and if you're hearing us right now and you're still at home, you might be late.
You are late. Mm-hmm. Yep, you're most certainly
definitely late right now.
Go, go. You can get coffee later.
Get out of bed.
Get in the car.
Yes. Wake up,
safely.
Take your head off the pillow.
My name's Steve Patterson, host of Twin Cities Live on Channel 5. Really happy to be sitting in for Donna Valentine, who is out today here on the Donna and Marley Show. She shall return tomorrow.
Yes, she will.
Tomorrow, she's coming back.
Good to have you here, Steve.
Thanks.
And we were talking about Ryan Seacrest earlier because we were talking about American Idol returning. But Ryan Seacrest has a lot of jobs. One of those jobs is also producing Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And he knows the Kardashians well.
He does.
And of course, there was huge news over the weekend when it broke, I think Friday afternoon, that Kylie Jenner was probably pregnant. So this is being reported everywhere, but it hasn't been confirmed by the family. The family is staying tight-lipped about everything. But people are saying she's pregnant. She's maybe around 4 months along. It's with rapper boyfriend Travis Scott. And there are even rumors that it's a girl. So Ryan Seacrest, though, you think he'd maybe have the in?
I think so.
And Kelly and Ryan this morning, live on their show, are trying to get some inside information. And what they do is they start texting Kris Jenner. What happened is Kris Jenner started texting them. So they're walking out on stage, and they explain this, and I'll let them take it over here in a second, but they talk a lot about bubbles because they're referring to the texts as bubbles.
Okay.
That's how they see them.
Oh, each text that comes in.
Exactly. They go, ooh, bubbles, okay? So Kris Jenner is texting them as they're walking out on stage. They kind of explain this, and we'll see what they have to say about Kylie Jenner.
There was news over the weekend that Kylie Jenner is pregnant.
Where I found out from my daughter, and I helpfully text you in the middle of you being on stage at a concert.
But thankfully, your daughter just reached me to tell me. So it was in the news. I'd not spoken with the family over the weekend, and Kylie was at our iHeartRadio Music Festival over the weekend as well, which is so cool, and we're taking it behind the scenes. Bubbles. So we were getting bubbles from Kris Jenner.
Bubbles. Guys, we were walking out on the air. Bubbles. That's why I was holding my phone, and that's why I accidentally touched you inappropriately.
She was very excited.
Bubbles. We're still waiting. Bubbles.
So we don't have any news for you.
All right.
But we'll call Lola in a little bit.
I'll let you know what Lola finds out. Speaking of Lola, last night when I got home very late, Lola said, can I sleep in bed with you? And I said, sure. And then she said, can we please put on the Kardashian 10th anniversary?
Yes.
And I was like, and she had already like started turning on. I go, absolutely not. It's bedtime. And I see you. I go, okay, we can watch it for a little bit.
Yes, I was hosting that. We pre-taped that. By the way, so there is, Chris says, Kylie's not confirming anything. So that's the news from the family this morning. Kylie's not confirming anything.
So now we're sitting here with that hanging over our heads.
But you see,
so they did get that text as they're talking. But again, the family is staying tight-lipped. And the report actually is that when these pregnancy rumors came out on Friday, that Kris Jenner either woke up that Friday or woke up on Saturday to the pregnancy announcements.
Mm.
And she was blindsided by those
Kylie's not confirming anything. Also, Kylie's not denying anything.
Yes. Okay, and do you want to know the wildest rumor that I've heard about this whole thing?
Yeah.
This is one theory that kind of is crazy, but honestly is not that far-fetched when you think about it.
Hit me.
And that is that Kylie is Kim's surrogate.
Okay. Wow. Now we've lost our minds.
Isn't that crazy, though? Because she's pregnant with a girl. She's due right around the time that Kim and Kanye were expecting their third child because they're having their third child via surrogate.
Oh.
So isn't that kind of crazy? Although that would cancel everyone else saying that Travis Scott is telling all of his friends that he's excited he's going to be a dad.
Yes.
It's his child, etc. But, I mean, there have been crazier things that have happened with all these rumors.
Would you ever carry a baby for someone?
That's a great question. Never say never. Yes, I think I would if it were the right situation. I think I would if it's if it was the right situation and they really couldn't have kids.
If I could carry a baby for my wife, I would.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, your wife's had three already, so that'd probably be a nice thing to offer.
You know, the one sensation that I will never experience and wish I could.
Mm-hmm.
Here, let's talk opposite sex sensations that you'll never be able to experience or just something you can't experience because you're a girl, I'm a guy.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
I would love to experience a baby kicking inside of my belly. That must be... Feeling it from the outside is trippy enough. But, you know, when women get so pregnant, they can, oh, the baby's moving around.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, kicking me right there. Because there's a baby in there that's really moving with elbows and knees and heels and heads. And I just, hoping it all comes out, all the parts
there. Unless
there
are two of them.
Oh, boy, could you imagine? Then what's it like carrying twins? Or I met a guy last week who has... triplets. I mean, what is that like to feel babies inside of your belly? So that is a sensation and experience that a woman can go through that I will never be able to, and I wish I could. I just think it would be really, really fascinating.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is one that I don't really want, but it's one I will never experience, and it's on the negative side of things.
All right.
Getting kicked. In the you know what's
in the ball.
That is the guy. That's the guy thing.
Yeah.
That is something that we're not touching. Even if we have a lot of the other
what happens
things
if you
that
get,
are difficult.
If you get kicked there, does it feel like anything?
No.
Just like pain, like it would be on the body wherever.
Yeah. In my opinion, no.
Yeah. There's something. It's a pain that hopefully. You only go through maybe a handful of times in your life. But if there is clear contact, it is just like you know what it's like? You know the funny bone feeling? And then the sting goes down your arm and now your hand is tingling and you just want to rip your arm off and throw it into the sea.
That's what it is?
There is how I would describe a funny bone pain is like this. You know what I mean? Like
funny
it's like radiating.
Bone, yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, like if you hit it hard enough and it shoots all the way down, it is a numbing, slightly nauseating, vibrating, bad feeling.
I like that sound effect. It's nice.
Speaking of which, with the iPhone, the new iPhone 8, can I quickly transition to that?
Yes.
You don't only have the vibration option, but now there's this like option. Okay?
And that's a ring?
You can set it up as your alert. It could be a text message. It could be a ring. And it's weird. And when you push the home button on the iPhone 8, there's a little click.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Is there a little buzz?
Let me see if you can hear it. I don't think you can. Hang on. Did you hear that? Listen again.
No.
I'm going to do it three times in a row.
Okay. Okay. I'm hearing it, but that is really mild. I don't think anyone else is hearing it but me.
All right, turn your car off. Turn your engine off wherever you are. Put your hazards on. Don't do that. But it's a nice subtle sensation. I feel like they've moved on from vibration.
Yeah. Well, and if you missed it earlier today, Steve did these three things with his iPhone, which were
the camera is great. The brains of the iPhone 8 are the same as the brains of the iPhone 10 or the X, whatever you want to call it. This thing is lightning fast. And oh, and then you get a nice, you don't have like the devil horns, which on the iPhone X, you don't get a clean screen at the top. There's these weird horns because they had to make room for the speaker still, not part of the screen.
Yeah. So it was all more or less an argument for the 8 over the 10 at this point.
There are a lot of articles circulating online as to why you should get the 8, not the 10.
And you can get the 8 right now, whereas the 10, you have to wait until November.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's great.
Hey, Steve, one more thing about the Kardashians just before we get out of here, because that rumor about Kylie Jenner carrying Kim's surrogate or being Kim's surrogate, I don't even know if that's a rumor. That's just something a friend said to me, and I thought, whoa, that's crazy.
Hey, but that's how you start a rumor.
Yeah, I know. Here we go. That's what we're here for. Another thing, though, that I wanted to say really quick that I think is just as kooky is that Scott Disick is dating Sophia Richie. That's Nicole Richie's younger sister, daughter of Lionel Richie. Oh. She's 19. He's 34. And in an Instagram over the weekend, he was kissing her. They've been holding hands. They were also served a dessert that said, "Congratulations, Scott and Sophia." So I am really confused just about, I mean, I'm having a hard time keeping up with the Kardashians right now, okay?
Yes, it is,
I'm just saying.
Boy, that's bizarre.
That really bizarre. Like, really bizarre.
Let me just say this out loud.
Mm-hmm.
I am so glad I'm not a Kardashian.
Yeah?
Oh my gosh, yeah. That, every time I look in, I think it feels like an example of material prosperity and maybe some internal poverty that's happening, you know?
Probably, absolutely, for some of them.
That's got to be tough. That's got to be tough.
Definitely.
Anyhoot.
Enough
about the Kardashians. Let's cleanse the palate. After the break, Marley McMillan, in all her bravery, will tell us about something that she and country music star Shania Twain have in common.
Yes, I didn't know this until today.
I have no idea what's coming next. Find out with me right here on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Previously on Jason and Alexis.
I re-gifted something and it was really bad and I didn't know what to say. I was like, whoopsies. They have a pair of socks that is related to dad jokes. I've been gifted probably about 5 pairs of those socks, which is just so kind and fun, right? I was like, wow, I've got all these socks. I'm going to give her a pair.
Guys, oh, no. Oh, no. I know where this is going.
I wrapped it up and I was all excited, wrote a little card, put some twine on it. You know, the art of gift wrapping is just doesn't exist anymore, right? A lot of times you don't even have the opportunity.
Don't try to overshadow what you did.
Because the registry.
Listen, girl.
The art of gift wrapping. It's the gift wrapping is a gift in itself. And she opens it, and girl, she gave me a pair of them just like 3 weeks ago. And she was like, oh, do you remember when I gave these to you?
You gave
Look,
her?
Look, I gift wrapped it.
There you go with the gift wrapping.
No, but that
doesn't matter. No.
Bringing you everything entertainment. Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk 107.1.
Tickets for the Project Down and Dirty Zookeeper Talk to the Animals Gala and the reunion show go on sale Tuesday morning at 9. Use My Talk keyword zoo.
Welcome back. It is Donna and Marley on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. 10:18 is the time on a Monday morning. And boy, she's an overcast one out there. It was about a gazillion degrees over the weekend.
She's a little cloudy.
And fall, welcome. It's good
fall,
to see you.
Welcome.
Good
what,
to be here.
What is the temp right now? 60 degrees.
60 degrees
yeah,
outside.
Yeah, it's cooler. It's about 30 degrees cooler.
Last evening, we went to a pumpkin patch and it was 90 degrees outside. 90 degrees. By the way, I'm Steve Patterson from Twin Cities Live, sitting in for Donna.
Oh, that's nice. You did the pumpkin thing yesterday.
Kids were saying, hey, can we go to Pumpkin Patch or an apple orchard? Or at one point they
and
asked.
You're like, do you want to go to the beach? Do you want to get your noodles and play in the water?
Yeah.
It's so hot outside.
How about we put the old sprinkler on here, gang? Huh?
run through the sprinkler.
Yeah, just go through there
Slip
and see
and
what
slide.
You think here. You know. Regarding the weather.
Yeah.
I do think we've finally turned the corner. And here's my goal this week.
Okay.
Wednesday night, surprise fire pit for the kids' backyard s'mores.
Okay. If you're saying that right now, do you think you're ruining the surprise somehow?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
They are not listening.
No. Okay.
They better not be.
No.
If
not
you
that
are,
they would
go to your rooms.
This thing, but maybe anyone that might know who they are or anything like that.
No.
Okay. All right. Cool.
And frankly, I'll probably tell them in excitement before then. They've been asking.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And in fact, my daughter has been waiting for a cool night. Last night, she said, this would not be a good night for a fire pit, Dad, right?
Well, I count on Dave. I just checked the forecast, and it is. It's 60s all week. So I think we have turned the corner. You're right. Put those summer clothes away. Finally, put those away with confidence. I've had half my summer wardrobe sitting out on the floor for about 3 weeks now.
Oh, I got a real good update for you, gang. Speaking of clothes and weather and whatnot, no, let's stand up real good. And if your fella doesn't have a jacket, you really take some notes here, okay?
Oh my gosh, I'm having a hard time understanding you. Yeah,
Stevie
keep going.
Boy goes to Costco last weekend, okay?
Okay.
I'm a member.
Okay.
Didn't have my card, had to get a temporary paper printout. Any hoozle. I go in there and I walk past a jacket. You know what I don't have? I don't have a transition jacket. I don't have a fall jacket. I have winter jackets.
Necessary.
And then I got tons of cutoffs for the summer.
Yeah.
But I don't have a fall jacket and you really need one. And I walk past and I see what appears to be a nice, very thin down puffer fall jacket for $29.99.
At Costco?
At Costco.
Wow.
But wait, there's more. So I go through, I get my milk and some of my produce and whatnot. I go back on my high horse to get this jacket. Turn, make the wrong turn. What do I arrive at? Even better jackets for $19.99. And I am talking slim fit by a company called Ben Sherman, which is a men's line of clothing. They make a lot of neckties, actually, a lot of skinny ties. A Ben Sherman slim fit or athletic fit, not skinny fit, but just a tailored so you don't look like a marshmallow man.
Yeah.
I got navy blue, tried it on for the old wifey, and she said, "Whoa, don't you look nice?" It's great. I can't wait to wear it. I think I'm going to wear it by the end of this week.
I have to say, yeah, I think bust that out. For me, I've never been in Costco.
I know.
That took you a second to process. And the tales about it at this point, like, I don't think I should go in a Costco
now. You should.
Because it sounds so magical to me with everything everyone's ever told me. It's like, and then I went to Costco. It's like when Will Ferrell's telling his story in Elf, and he's like, and I walked by the ooey gooey gumdrops over the candy canes to the licorice hut.
Wait a second.
I can't go to Costco now. I'll be disappointed.
What the hell are you talking about that you've never been to Costco?
I've never been there. I don't know where they are. This is like a mystical place that I don't...
Have you been to Sam's Club?
I'm not really sure either of those places actually exist.
So you haven't been to Sam's either?
No, I haven't been to either one.
Marley, where's the closest Costco to here?
Steve, I don't know.
I mean, I go to the one in Eden Prairie, so hang on.
They seem to be Costco, all these places, and yet I've never seen one, and I've never been inside.
St. Louis Park, Maplewood, Maple Grove. Hang on. Listen, we're going to have to do this one day,
and I'll go out there, and we'll see, we'll see how it goes.
Let's see. Where is this one? Maplewood might be our best.
Are you kidding me? That's the closest one.
Is that far from
here? We're dead in smack dab middle of St. Paul. Actually, we're smack dab middle of the Twin Cities.
Let me see. The other, St. Louis Park?
SLP.
People typically spend 30 minutes here is what Google Maps says. No. You spend more than that. 30 minutes, you've done your initial parameter sweep of the place to see what sort of savings they have.
You know what, though? The reason I don't go to Costco is because I'm single and I, for the most part, have lived by myself. So why would I need 150 applesauce cups?
Yeah.
Right? I need about one, and sometimes I leave that half full.
My gosh. This is fascinating. I can't believe that. I can't believe you've just never been in there. You've never bought in bulk. And Costco it's everything. Meaning it's there. You walk in and your plan is to get that big jar of macadamia nuts. And then how do you walk out with a 55-inch LCD television? I don't know. You just do because they sell TVs there. I mean, it's nuts. It's milk. It's produce. It's clothing.
Yeah.
It's books. It's snacks. It's flameless candles. I continue? Yeah.
Flameless candles?
I spent about five minutes looking at a flameless candle, and then they didn't have any. It was sold out. Everybody's getting the flameless candles.
A flameless candle. But, I mean, that's the kind of magic that I hear about. That if I don't walk into a Costco and it's like, I expect it. This is really what I think of maybe a Costco looks like. Like, maybe it's kind of in a quarry. And maybe it's kind of stone from the outside.
Okay. Yeah,
and you don't really know what it looks like.
It's hidden, yes.
And maybe like a trap door opens.
Yeah.
And then you walk in and it's kind of almost like one of those gemstones. And the inside is all crystal.
Or maybe they hide it in every Cub grocery store. See, and then what you think is the meat section where you're not allowed to go is actually the entrance to Costco.
Yeah, maybe. Or like Cub is Costco and I just haven't put those two things together.
No, and none of this is true. And the fact that you haven't been there, which is true, or to Sam's Club, you've never experienced 150-foot high ceilings that they actually need because of how high they stack frosted mini wheats.
What is? I mean, this sounds like something out of Hogwarts or Harry Potter. Okay, we've got Loretta on the line with some good news. Loretta?
Loretta.
Yeah.
Give it to me straight. Where is there a new Costco opening up soon?
It's opening, it says fall of 2017 in Woodbury. It's right at Interstate 94 and 494.
I just love you.
Huge
love
news.
You for saying that. Of course, it continues to expand. The place where you can buy in bulk is now available in bulk.
All you have to do to get there is take platform 9¾.
This is not true either. After the break, what Marley has in common with Shania Twain.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
We were on a break!
Entertainment. I just want to look good for you, Let me show you how proud I am to be yours. Leave this just a mess on the floor. Still look
Your Channel 5 Eyewitness News weather report is brought to you today by Dave. No, but also by the YMCA. We count on Dave to tell us that today is going to be much cooler with occasional showers and thunder. A high of 68, a low of 58 tomorrow, a high of 64, and a low of 48. It's currently 60 and cloudy at my talk.
Time is 10:31. It's Donna and Marley here on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Steve Patterson from Twin Cities Live, sitting in for Donna Valentine. She will return tomorrow with tales of where she has been today.
Yes, she will.
That's all I can tell you. All right. Marmar, you think that you have all sorts of things in common with Shania Twain, that you're soul sisters.
I know that I have at least one thing in common with her that I didn't know about until today.
Why do you know this? How do you know this?
I watched her. She was on CBS This Morning just this past weekend, and the interview was really good. And one thing she revealed was that when she had a lot of that vocal trouble,
yeah,
because she had vocal trouble a few years ago, she thought she would never sing again. She has a vocal cord disorder.
Oh.
That I also have.
Oh, what is the scientific name? And let's tell me all about it.
It actually is, it's vocal cord dysphonia. I know. Crazy cool, isn't it?
Dysphonia. So what does that mean? What's happening to your vocal cords?
Well, it's when you kind of have some malfunctioning of your vocal cords in the way that they're supposed to open and close and that kind of thing when you're producing sound.
Right.
So she had it really bad, much, much worse than I have it. I think I just have a little bit of it. But she had it so bad that she really was trying to sing certain notes and it would sound really different. She talked about it a little bit in this interview with CBS This Morning.
Instead of enjoying the success, she worked harder. And then came a wake-up call. She noticed her voice wasn't sounding the same.
I couldn't get any volume, and when I did, it was just this really witchy sort of crying sound. It was awful.
It's a condition called dysphonia, a side effect, she thinks, of Lyme disease. It almost ended her career.
I went through a phase of letting go and grieving over that loss, that I would never be a singer again.
That's huge.
It is huge. It was terrible. It was really, really, really a terrible thing. They said
I've been. Years of vocal therapy brought her voice back. Just look at us holding now. It's a little lower than it used to be, she says, but good enough that she mounted a successful 2-year run in Las Vegas.
So then she went on, had her voice back, but says that it's just, again, a little bit lower than it used to be.
It does sound a little lower there.
Yeah, it's actually funny, too, because Donna and I, last week, we played, I believe, a performance that she just had, and she performed either You're Still the One or From This Moment On, and we were thinking, wow, yeah, that sounds different than it used to be, and she's singing that now in a different key.
Oh, really?
So okay. Even though she's singing a lot of her old songs still in concert, she's got this new music, again, coming out this week. It's her album. It's called Now. But they're maybe changing up the arrangement a little bit for her because her voice is so different. But she was able to completely heal back from that, which is really cool.
That would be a real scary moment, too, if the way that you make your living is all through singing. And yeah. Then also, I'm sure, how she finds such satisfaction in life. Now, do you want to play How Much Is Shania Twain Worth?
Yes, I do.
What is Shania Twain's net worth? Guess, Marley.
Oh, that's a...
And don't worry, got control of the soundboard now, so if you're looking for something, I've got it.
All right.
This is great. I've never had access to this.
Oh my gosh, you just played the weirdest little meow.
I know, because I don't know where things are yet.
Oh no. All right. We all know how the rest of the show's going to go this morning. Steve has discovered the soundboard.
Come on. It's nobody's birthday. We're just guessing Shania Twain's net worth.
Steve, you know how bad I am at math.
I understand. Yes, you're terrible at math.
Remember
it's your true weak spot.
Recently, I feel like we played a similar game, and I go, 700 million.
Yes.
And it was like, Marley.
You thought you were close, and you weren't, and I was all about, you missed
really
one zero.
I really did think I was close. All right, I'm just going to throw it out there. I don't know. Harry Potter.
Yeah,
$35 million.
Oh, boy. Interesting. Marley.
Okay.
I just said it's all about a zero. You're missing a zero there. $350 million is her estimated net worth. This, too, after her divorce.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that was way low. Yes.
Where $225 million went away from her.
Wow.
$350 million net worth.
Wow.
So all that to say, she would have still been able to pay her monthly electric bill had she not been able to sing again. But we're really glad that she's able to.
Absolutely. And she's still doing really well. Actually, part of this interview as well, again, CBS Sunday Morning with Shania Twain, was her talking about having written this new album. And she's living like this beautiful life on the beach and walking around. And I mean, she says, yeah, I feel really lucky, but I also really feel like I deserve this. I worked really, really hard. And then she actually went into kind of some of the struggles she's gone through. And I did not know about how hard this woman's early life was.
Twain grew up Eileen Edwards in Ontario, Canada. Her family had little money. She went to school hungry most days. And she says her mother, Sharon, suffered frequent abuse at the hands of her stepfather.
I remember so often, you know, the police coming in and, you know, banging in the door and, you know, the radios going and guns and you're just a child. It's just like a war zone.
But as all of that was going on, it didn't sound like you really told anybody about it. You just kept it all inside.
You're afraid to tell anybody because you think that you're going to get taken away.
As therapy, she'd grab her guitar and head out into the Canadian woods. By the time she was 8, her mother had her singing in dive bars.
The performance scared the heck out of me.
You didn't like being on stage?
I didn't like being the center of attention, period. First of all, I was an ugly kid, okay? So I was very insecure. I really was. Oh, my gosh.
I see pictures. You were not an ugly kid.
My teeth were all spaced out, and my hair was frizzy.
So did you feel as if your mom was pushing you on stage?
Yes, of course my mother was pushing me. My mother was definitely a stage mom.
But when Twain was just 22, her mother and her stepfather were both killed in a car accident, a blow that almost stopped her from pursuing music altogether.
It was very shortly after my parents died, a friend of my parents said, you can't quit music. We got to do something about this.
Oh my gosh. Jeez Louise. Well, and then you go on and the divorce, her divorce from Mutt Lange, who was not only her husband, but her professional partner for 15 years, ends in divorce because he has an affair with her best friend.
Yikes.
Oh, my goodness. Shania.
That's a lot. I know. Performing in dive bars at the age of 8?
Yeah.
I mean,
she was grinding it out.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's a tough life.
Yeah.
That's a tough life that has led to where she is.
Yeah, you would not know that just from her music. Her early music. Right?
Yeah, it seems more upbeat.
Yes.
Fun, light, airy. There's some stuff there. What am I hearing?
Sexy.
Is this...
This is Leopard Bodysuit. Walking around in the sand.
Yeah.
That don't impress on me much, Brad Pitt.
You guys who thought they were pretty smart, but
you got being right down to an art. They really didn't know what to do with her in country music when she came on the scene. She was so different than everything else.
Right.
So poppy and so sexy.
Oh, this is a good song. I like this song.
Sure, Steve.
Oh.
All right, we got it.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much.
Shania, classic. Yeah. Classic.
Let's go back to her vocal cord dysphonia.
Let's do it.
She thought that that could be a side effect of Lyme disease.
Yeah, she did. She had Lyme disease.
Have you gotten checked out?
Not for, I don't have Lyme disease.
Sure?
I just have it from too much talking and from too much hockey playing as well.
What are you yelling during your hockey or what? Pass that puck over here. I'm taking a shot for the net.
Hey, back here, cycle.
I don't know.
No, but you can get it from exercise as well. Like your vocal cords aren't letting as much air in the way that you need it.
Oh.
Because you might be panting so much.
Really?
I know. It's very strange. When I tell people that I have a vocal cord disorder, you don't get a lot of sympathy, let me tell you.
No, well, you need to wear some sort of a bandage on your neck so that we know.
I know. It's very strange. I have been checked out vocally, though, and that is really uncomfortable.
What do they do?
Something about the probe, there's another name for it that I'm just forgetting
right
now.
Going back in the throat?
The scope. You get scoped. Have you ever been scoped?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because they stick a tube in your nose.
Yes, I have.
Down your throat, and then they look at your vocal cords to see if everything's working properly.
Terrible. It's so terrible. I had something called a peritonsillar abscess, which I've spoken with multiple doctors, and they say, no kidding, on the pain scale, that is a legitimate 9 on the pain scale.
What was that?
So it goes a sore throat doesn't go away, then it gets worse, and then it got all of a sudden terrible, could hardly swallow, went to an In-N-Out clinic, you know, and they were like, yeah, you're going to need to see an ear, nose, and throat specialist. So I go home, I'm like, I'm going to tough it out. That morning, wake up in the middle of the night. Oh my gosh. So you actually have an abscess that develops in the back of your mouth. So they did the scope thing up through the nose, down the other way, and they're looking, they spot the abscess, and then they have to go in and essentially, and I don't mean to make you squeamish here, but with a needle, they have to go into the back of your throat and then drain out the abscess liquid that is in there.
Why did you have that? Was it growing on your tonsils?
I don't know why I had that. It was.
Oh, it was. Okay.
A peritonsillar abscess. It was on one side of your mouth. Swallowing on one side hurt just so. It was the most pain I've ever. I just couldn't swallow. Yeah. It hurt to spit. Mm. You know, when you're trying not to swallow. Mm-hmm. And when you're trying not to swallow, what do you do all the time? You swallow?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It was a whole thing.
Don't swallow. I'm swallowing. Don't swallow. I'm swallowing. Did you have your tonsils out?
No, but they said if it happens again, they would highly recommend it. However, if you're an adult and you get them out, they say it's like a month-long recuperation process.
Yeah, I've had that as well, although I was a lot younger.
How old were you?
7th grade.
Okay, that's the time to get it. They say that your body actually heals better the earlier you get them out.
That was about like a week, but I know when you're older, it's more like a few weeks, if not a month. So this is Steve and Marley talk about their obscure medical problems.
Sorry. Also, guys, if you're just tuning in, I just found that I have access to the soundboard for the first time ever. I still feel like I'm not seeing the full list of sounds here.
Okay.
But so I'd like you to change that if you could. I do want you to stick around, though, because after the break, we're all going to play a game. Wherever you are, you get to play a game, and it's just outstanding. How old is that celebrity? We'll play it next on My Talk 107.1.
Want to be part of Project Down and Dirty Zookeeper and raise money for some awesome animal charities? Tuesday morning at 9, tickets go on sale for the Talk to the Animals Gala and the Project Down and Dirty Reunion Show. Use my talk keyword zoo.
Singing along with the banjo. Big house with nice cars and fancy clothes.
Hey!
Hi! Big old diamond.
Welcome back. It's Donna and Marley on My Talk 107.1. I'm Steve Patterson from Twin Cities Live. Weekdays at 3 o'clock on Channel 5. Filling in for Donna today. She will return tomorrow. Don't you worry. She'll be back tomorrow.
She'll be back tomorrow.
Steve. Bruce Springsteen. Ever heard of him?
No, who's that?
American rock legend.
Yeah, the boss.
The boss. The boss had a birthday over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Okay. And then it suddenly got me thinking, boy, how are these people really this old? Bruce Springsteen turned 68 over the weekend.
Mm.
68 years old. That's something.
Yeah.
Do you, I think of someone in my life who is 70 mm-hmm. and think, really? They're the same age?
Oh, really?
That's crazy. I mean, it's just Bruce seems young, doesn't yeah. he? He's rocking out.
Oh, yeah.
Touring, performing, that takes a lot out of you.
Mm-hmm.
So it got me wanting to play a game. Because, you know, recently we also heard that Ellen DeGeneres, she's 59 years old.
Oh.
She's 59 years old. Oh, Ellen.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Time to play. Guess how old that celebrity is.
Woo-hoo!
Where are my game show noises? This is great, guys. If you've ever heard Steve O'Clock before, I have long suggested that I should have access to the soundboard, and I finally do, but yep. I don't have all the things that I want, which is frustrating.
You're in a special chair today.
Yeah. Any? Oh, page
Steve's
down.
Special oh. chair.
Oh, now really page up. Page up. Oh.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Okay. Look out, y'all. It's going down. Anyways, here we are playing Guess How Old That Celebrity Is. We're going to start after wishing a belated happy birthday to Bruce Springsteen, who turned 68 over the weekend. Let's start with Tim Allen of Home Improvement fame. Tim Allen. Marley, you are our only guesser.
How old is Tim Allen? I'm going to go with 65.
He is 64 years young.
Oh.
A bonus if you can guess his height.
Tim Allen, I am going to go with 6 feet.
5 feet, 10 inches tall. Next, guess how old that celebrity is. Everybody knows him and loves him. You could argue he is America's most beloved actor. Tom Hanks. How old is Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks. He is a young 62.
He is 61.
Gosh, I'm just I'm a hair above every time.
Just a smidge, buddy. Just a smidge. Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey, guess how old that celebrity is.
Old Harv Dog. I'm going with... Oh, that was my headphone.
That's all right. You're okay. You're okay. We support you.
Going with 59.
60 years old. Marley, you are like a carny right now. You're really guessing this close.
Close.
Oprah Winfrey. Guess how old that celebrity is. Oh. Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey happens to be 64.
63.
Oh my God.
Marley McMillan has not been more than 1 year off, but that's going to change here.
Okay.
Jimmy Fallon. How old is Jimmy Fallon? We're playing Guess How Old That Celebrity Is.
Jimmy Fallon happens to be a strapping young 44.
43!
Oh!
Marley! Oh! Do you understand that you have a future as a carny?
Small hands.
This qualifies you as a carny. This is wonderful.
Why this am I a one carny? Is... Do you play this game at festivals, at carnivals?
So, okay, so first you've never been to Costco. Now you tell me, yes, at a carnival. Step right up. I'm going to guess your age and I'll guess your weight.
Oh, I get it. I get it. Okay, so I stand there and then contestants come up. I have to guess
yeah,
their ages.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, I'd be in real trouble with kids, though, because I told you last week, I think, anyone between... I don't know, 4 and 15, it's like you're all the same age.
You have to be within 5 pounds, I believe, when you're guessing someone's weight. I think I could guess people's weight.
Yikes.
Let's stay with how old is that celebrity.
Okay.
Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel is 48 years young.
Marley, he is 49. This is... Are you cheating?
I am not cheating.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Do you know that this is incredible?
Is it really? I haven't gotten one right,
though.
No,
I know, but you've been within 1 year every yeah. time, and we've gone through six. Criminy Pete. All right, let's try this one. This is tricky.
Okay.
Whitney Spears.
Britney Spears?
Yes. Are you looking it up?
No, I'm not. Did I get it right this time?
She's 35.
Oh.
Marley, you have to understand, it's more impressive that you're getting exactly 1 year
exactly
away with all of them.
1 year away.
James Corden.
James
the
Corden.
Late, late show host
oh,
of Carpool Karaoke,
tough.
James Corden. This is tricky.
40. Oh, wow. You keep thinking that music's going to go away. It keeps kicking in.
No, it keeps coming back.
Band.
It's because we're in the middle of Guess How Old That Celebrity Is.
James Corden.
We're going to need an answer.
39.
On the dot!
No way!
Yes!
Did you hear me say 40 at first?
Yes!
I started saying something 40.
I know, and I thought, well, heck, she's going to be with
and
it one again.
Maybe she's young.
Holy
Pete. Wait, that was on the
39,
dot?
39,
Marley! Oh, my gosh! See, can we
I'm
stop?
Just happy
the pressure
to be a witness. I'm just happy to be a witness. Can we do one more?
Okay, one more.
One more, we're going to close out. I've got two celebrities that I'm looking at. Boy, I could go either way here. And my goal is to really stump you here.
Okay.
I'm going to go Jennifer Lopez. Guess how old that celebrity is? J-Lo.
50? 48.
She is 48, but
she's
48. Your first guess was 50, and we're going to have to take that as 50. I'm so sorry. You were two off. Your streak of one on.
Ah, darn it. She just celebrated a birthday.
Wow. What a run that was. Marley, girlfriend, buy a lottery ticket. Go to Mystic Lake. Gamble it all. You, sir, are on fire.
Oh, wow. I really thank you.
Marley was within one on seven consecutive celebrities. Within one. Tim Allen, Tom Hanks, Steve Harvey, various others, Jimmy Fallon.
I knew J-Lo was 48 too. Now that's going to bug me.
I mean, that was really, really something, Marley.
Thanks,
Jimmy
Steve.
Kimmel,
well,
Britney Spears. Golly, fun to be a part of that. Fun just to witness greatness. Golly.
Golly gee.
I tell you. Anywho, there you go. That's we're wishing Bruce Springsteen. Can we play out with a little Bruce Springsteen? Come on, Fast Fingers.
Absolutely.
Bruce Springsteen turned 68 years old over the weekend. It's just sort of, I don't know, that's one of those ages that you hear and you think, really? He's that old? He looks great.
Oh, he looks
sounds
fantastic.
Great. He's moving around great. He's still touring like a beast. He's just fantastic. Whoa. Yeah. Happy birthday to him. Hey, coming up. After the break here on My Talk 107.1, it's Donna and Marley. I'm Steve Patterson in for Donna. I saw two wildly different movies over the weekend, and one of them I absolutely loved. Those reviews next.
Everything.
I'll be the fool.
Entertainment.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.